Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Lori Doolin. She's the marketing director for the Office of Catholic Schools here in the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Father.
Great
it's wonderful
to be
here.
Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, your Son, Jesus Christ, has given this commission to form all nations as your disciples. We ask, O Lord, that you support our Catholic schools with all the gifts that they need to follow this great commission in great fidelity. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Lori, as we start a new school year, I thought we'd have you back. Our listeners have probably heard you before. And so I was wondering maybe what are some new developments in our Catholic schools as we go into this new year?
Sure. Well, I think, there's a lot always associated with the excitement of a new school year, regardless of what is happening. This year in particular, there are always the ancillary things, everyone's in the height of the pandemic, what will happen and what will we do? And while we're still figuring out some of those logistical things, I think what I am particularly excited about is the start of our strategic plan for our schools. From my vantage point, that brings so many things into perspective. I'm 2 years into this role, and so I have been working behind the scenes on all of those things, but now they are coming to fruition and coming to light. So one of the things that I get to tell people all the time is that our Catholic schools by nature are evangelizing. And so with everything that's happening with Real Presence, Real Future, we're getting ready for our gathering, kicking off our strategic plan. So there's a lot of excitement in the schools about really revitalizing what that evangelization looks like in our schools, how our teachers pick up the mantle of ministry, tying all of those things together. And really, I presented to our new teachers the other day, we have about 125 new teachers in the Diocese of Columbus across our 37 preschools, 41 elementaries, and 11 high schools. And so what I talked to them is about the brand of Catholic education. And that sounds funny to people sometimes because we don't think of ourselves necessarily of a brand, but our brand is Jesus Christ. And so when I talk to those teachers, I let them know as ministers how other than our students, they have the biggest impact on our brand. And so that's what's exciting to me. The start of a school year, you send new people in, we bring new students in. And so how can we work with our communities, with our pastors, with our parents, to keep our schools that evangelizing tool for our church? And so that's what I'm most, the convergence of the strategic plan and all that's going on.
And, maybe our listeners, they're familiar with Real Presence, Real Future, which is the larger diocesan initiative, especially for gearing the church here in Columbus and her institutions for mission, especially our parishes and our diocesan offices. And then also there is the evangelization planning, which has been going on, which touches upon schools. But the schools, the Catholic Schools Office has been doing their own strategic planning along the same lines about how we can really leverage Catholic education in our Catholic schools for the future. And maybe you could speak a little bit about some of the things that have come out of that strategic planning. I know there are three areas that have that kind of came from that planning.
Yes. So there are three areas. The first is obviously faith. And so while we have a large part of our student population and family population that currently are not Catholic, we know that our schools are at their very core Catholic and will always be, as Bishop says, unapologetically so. But I think what that gives us the opportunity to do is evangelize. And I don't always look at that as just evangelizing to the families that aren't Catholic in our schools. We have to continue to evangelize to our faithful and to our Catholic students and their families until we're all fully formed. And so it is that first piece is faith and being Catholic. The second piece is being excellent. And that encompasses so many things. A lot of people go strictly to academics when you think of excellence, and that is very true. We want to remain and even become more excellent in terms of academics, but we want to be excellent in all regards. You know, are we sustainable? Are we sound? Do we have good formation programs? Just every aspect of our school. What is the culture like? What is the community like in searching for excellence? The third piece is sustainable, right? Future forward, looking to the future and making sure that our schools are not just here right now. That's where I love the tie-in with Real Presence, Real Future, right? We want to look at the presence of our schools in the next 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 years. When I went to Catholic school as a little girl in Lorain, Ohio at St. Peter Elementary, I could never imagine my school not being there. And it is still there, but a lot of the Catholic schools that my other friends went to around it are not. And so we want to make sure that our schools, our churches, and our faith are ever present and permeating all of the Diocese of Columbus. So faith, excellence, and sustainable.
Excellent. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Lori Doolin from the Office of Catholic Schools. Lori, I wanted to talk a little bit about evangelization and the schools. And in, you know, the evangelization planning process, one of the things that was really pointed to and a priority which Bishop had set was to really invest in our Catholic faculty and staff, to provide encounters for them with Christ, especially in kind of a retreat format, to give them support in their prayer life,
yes.
And also kind of small group support as well. And I know that there's even more. You know, one of the things that Adam DeFault, the principal or the superintendent of our Catholic schools, talks about is being unapologetically Catholic, which is a direct quote of Bishop Brennan. But also, one of the things which is a lot of people maybe don't realize is we're the first diocese to partner with the Catechetical Institute,
right,
at the Franciscan University of Steubenville to do exclusively the recertification, especially the religious recertification of our teachers.
Yes, I think that is key. Again, just because I'm fresh off the experience of meeting with 125 of our new teachers this week for their orientation, and the Catechetical Institute piece was a huge part of that. And I think it's going to be transformational for our diocese, that engagement and that partnership. Because everybody that I meet in our schools, everyone's committed to our students, committed to our schools and communities, and they're committed to our faith, but everyone's kind of at a different point of that commitment, right? Because we're all at a different point in our formation. I think what our partnership with CI does, from my vantage point, is it starts to put everyone on a level playing field of making sure that all of our practitioners, all of our educators have that sound, you know, baseline of information and engagement, so that they can pick up, like I've said, their mantle, where they are in their faith journey, and witness to students on a daily basis. And that was another thought that I left the teachers with the other day, right? I was doing my marketing hat thing, right? Talking about our logo, talking about our spokespeople. I mentioned you. I mentioned Bishop Brennan, who's the best spokesperson for a brand, right? I mentioned Adam DeFault, and talking about that our brand is Jesus. And I said, but now you as teachers, you've got to go out. Our students aren't going to go further in their journey, no matter where they're at, if we're not witnessing to them. And I think that's what Catechetical Institute and that really sound program, where all of us are doing that and participating in that, are going to give us that life force that really makes it possible for us to propel that gospel witness and really make that happen. And so I'm excited that we're the first diocese to really do that. And I think it's just going to just strengthen the Catholic identity of our school communities, even in places where it's already really strong.
Another great development, and it's in the works now, is the redoing of the religion curriculum, K through 12 religion curriculum and graded course of study. Dr. Teresa Resinella, who's been on this show before, has she's phenomenal, phenomenal catechist, and she's, I mean, it's a huge undertaking.
Sure.
To basically, it's from preschool to 12.
It is.
You've got to set all these standards. It's a huge undertaking, but hopefully it looks like by winter or spring of we're going to have a whole new revised religion curriculum, which I'm really excited for, because Dr. Resinella and then also the group that she's
sure.
you know brought together
educators from across the diocese,
it's going to be huge, right. And probably I think we're going to really have one of the premier religion curriculums in the United States. So
we talked to the new teachers about that as well, and the new administrators as well, or all the administrators when we met with them, our building principals and assistant principals. The thing that I love is it's a preschool through 12 curriculum. Before this role, I'm a preschool teacher at heart. And people would often say to me, especially prospective parents coming to my school about preschool and a curriculum, well, what can you really teach them about the faith as a preschooler? Well, what can't you teach them about the faith as a preschooler? And so I'm excited about that curriculum, and we're really fast-forwarding it in a good way. It's a comprehensive process, but I think some other dioceses have taken 2-3 years. And like you said, it's a huge job, but we're excited about it. And I think that our partnership with Catechetical Institute and that will really solidify, especially that first of three prongs of our strategic plan of faith and Catholic identity.
Well, thank you so much, Lori, for joining us, and certainly we're going to have you back. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Lori Doolin, who's been sharing a lot of these wonderful developments in our Catholic schools as we begin our new Catholic school year. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. Until next time, peace and all good.